Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. Batman's Rogues Gallery boasts an unbelievable variety of supervillains, from chaotic clown criminals and calendar aficionados to amorphous clay monsters and cryogenically frozen mad scientists. But in terms of more monstrous foes, a few names rise to the top. There's, of course, the man-bat hybrid Man-Bat, but I thought we might discuss another famous foe of the Caped Crusader, Wayland Jones, aka Killer Croc. Now, if you grew up on the 90s Batman animated series like I did, you probably remember this guy as a pale gray, scaly humanoid with big shoulders, sharp teeth, and a skeletal face. He's at home in the waters, especially river and sewer waters, and he possesses great strength for grappling Batman. This character was created back in 1983 for the Batman comic by Jerry Conway, Don Newton, and Gene Colan. His original appearance was greener and scalier, and over the years, designs for Killer Croc have only grown more monstrous. In the 1983 comic debut, he's roughly the size of a large man, but in the 2009 video game Arkham Asylum, he's an absolute ogre that basically fills an entire prison cell by himself. The original explanation given for Killer Croc's appearance is a skin condition, probably meant to be something from the ichthyosis family of genetic skin conditions that can produce a scale-like quality of the skin. Now, I'm not sure how tasteful this ultimately is, and besides, it's hardly an excuse for other aspects of Killer Croc's appearance and character. Plus, to be clear, Killer Croc has dinosaur feet and other dinosaur-like qualities in his later appearances. As such, these later incarnations of Killer Croc are often explained as a severe form of atavism, a real-life recurrence of a genetic trait typical of an ancestral form. The topic is explored in the excellent book DC, Anatomy of a Metahuman by S.D. Perry and Matthew K. Manning with illustrations by Ming Dole. As the authors point out, a vestigial tail or an extra nipple in human beings is not too uncommon an example of this, but if the affected gene is old enough, a premammalian trait may be expressed in a human being. Some of our genetic premammalian traits can be seen in our embryonic development. We see temporary examples of this in the dental plicodes of developing human fetuses, which, according to Petrikova et al. In a 2006 paper for the Journal of Experimental Zoology, resemble early tooth primordia in reptiles. The human fetus also temporarily develops a tail, and a 2019 Howard University study identified ancient reptilian limb muscles in human embryos during the early weeks of gestation. More startling, however, is a case reported by Walia et al. In a 2010 edition of the Texas Heart Institute Journal. When a 59-year-old man sought medical attention concerning chest pains, doctors discovered some surprising myocardial architecture. Quote, "Remarkably, the morphology resembled that of the reptilian heart, that is, it featured direct communications to the ventricle cavity, and had the sinusoidal characteristics of non-compacted myocardium," unquote. The authors note that this was the second known case of such a heart in human beings. While a medical curiosity, certainly, there was certainly nothing monstrous about this. The fictional case of Killer Croc would seem to involve a fantastic exaggeration of reptilian atavism in a human being, and multiple cases of it at that, impacting various bodily systems and features, a kind of ridiculous atavism jackpot, if you will. Now, obviously, crocodilian morphology factors into various mythological creatures from various cultures and time periods around the world where crocodiles live or where stories of crocodiles would drift to. Traditions in Egypt, Zambia, and Indonesia involve humans that transform into crocodiles to harm others, akin to the werewolves of Western lore. So it's likely here that we find the closest thing to Killer Croc, outside of comic books, rather than in our own human medical history. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stuffdoubleyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.